Memorial Day is the traditional kickoff for summer recreation, and many popular areas may be extra busy this year. And the staff on the Monongahela National Forest would like you and your family to have a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend if you plan to visit the forest. Forest Supervisor Sean Cochran says the increased visitation seen on the forest last year has continued into this year. With that in mind, they offer some tips to make sure you and your family will be safe and have fun while visiting the forest this Memorial Day weekend. You can check the forest website to see the latest safety alerts and closure orders. If the parking lot is full at the location you want to visit, have a backup plan for another place to visit. Carefully monitor your campfire. Never leave a campfire unattended. And be sure to extinguish the fire completely, repeatedly pouring water on it until the remains are cool. If it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. If you plan to visit a wilderness area on the forest, educate yourself about what that means. You might be surprised to learn that you need to be self-sufficient. There are no bathrooms, trails are often unmarked, cell service may be unavailable, and group sizes are limited to 10. Be considerate of others and pay attention to your surroundings. Obey all signs and posted restrictions. If you pack it in, please pack it out, and practice leave no trace principles. Cell service is spotty across the forest, and if you get into trouble, you may be on your own for a while before help can reach you. Be sure to always tell someone where you are going and when you plan to be back. Be aware that you are responsible for your own safety and for the safety of those around you. If you're going to be on the water, please wear a life jacket. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, 85% of all boating-related fatalities were due to not wearing a life jacket. Be prepared for all kinds of weather and check weather conditions often. Sudden storms are common in the mountains of West Virginia and may cause flash flooding. Swimming is not permitted at lakes on the Monongahela National Forest, except for the designated swimming areas at Lake Sherwood and Blue Bend. Even in those locations, lifeguards are not provided, so never swim alone and always monitor children. You can also check out a new trail system on the Mon on National Trails Day, June 5th. You're invited to join Monongahela National Forest staff and partners to celebrate the grand opening of the Mower Basin Trail System near Huttonsville on that Saturday, beginning at noon. The trail system was constructed in collaboration with the American Conservation Experience, West Virginia University, and volunteer Bruce Wolliber. Construction was funded by a grant from the West Virginia Recreation Trails Program, two Secure Rural Schools grants, and other federal funding. The Mower Basin Trails are in an area known as the Mower Tract in Randolph County, on formerly mined lands that have been the focus of a partnership-led restoration effort for the last 10 years. The trails meander through open meadows, high-elevation red spruce, and northern hardwood forests. Plans are in the works to expand the trail system significantly in the future. For links related to Mon Forest websites and directions to the Mower Basin Trailhead, please see this story at our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.